Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, September 18th, 2025. The former CDC director who was fired by RFK Jr., you'll recall she says it's because she refused to sign off on reports before they were even produced, and he claims it's because she told him that she was not trustworthy. She and the former CDC chief medical officer who quit in solidarity when she was fired both testified yesterday at a hearing of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Maine Congressional District 2 Senator Susan Collins had a chance to ask some questions, and she sounded concerned.
Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Manaras, the recent turmoil at the CDC only serves to further undermine public confidence in its recommendations. You've had a very unusual tenure there, to say the least. You started out as the acting director and had a good relationship with Secretary Kennedy, such that he recommended your appointment to the president. Then you were confirmed by a unanimous Republican vote, but opposed by every Democrat and every independent in the Senate. Then, less than a month on the job, you were abruptly fired. So I want to discuss with you further the grounds for your firing, even though I recognize the president has that authority. But as many of us have said, we just changed the law to make the CDC director appointed or confirmed by the Senate. And thus, we have a duty here. First of all, Secretary Kennedy replaced every single member of the advisory committee. Did he consult with you about any of the replacements?
No.
When you met with him on August 25th, you have testified that he asked you to approve the recommendations of the new members of the committee, regardless of what they were. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So Secretary Kennedy, in testimony before the Finance Committee, has denied asking you to do that. Is there any doubt? Could you describe the discussion that you had on that issue?
Yeah, I'm happy to. The secretary in that morning meeting was very upset, very animated, and he said, with regard to that particular topic, "I have heard that you may not sign off on the forthcoming ACIP recommendations." And I said, "I cannot sign off on something before I see the data and the evidence." And he said, and elaborated on this for some period of time, that there is no data and evidence, there is no science, that CDC has never collected the data, the evidence, and the science associated with the safety and efficacy of the vaccines, and that I needed to commit to signing off on each and every one of those recommendations. And if I could not commit to that, I needed to resign.
What are the implications for public health if important scientific decisions at the CDC are made by the political staff rather than the career scientists?
It concerns me. It really concerns me. As you are aware, and Dr. Auri can elaborate on, these are very important, highly technical discussions that have life-saving implications for our children and others who need vaccines. And if you don't have the commensurate skill sets or the ability to ask the right questions, and you're willing to sign off on decisions that are not made with the best available data and evidence, it does put at risk our children. It puts at risk others who need these vaccines. and it takes us into a very dangerous place in public health.
Dr. Howery, did HHS's response to the measles outbreak earlier this year differ from its response to other infectious disease outbreaks in your previous interactions with the department?
Yes, in several ways. First, I never briefed the secretary, as did the center director who oversaw measles, never briefed the secretary. In an outbreak response, usually you would be briefing leadership. The second thing is he said things like vaccines had fetal parts, and I had to send a note to our leadership team to correct that misinformation. We were also asked to include things like budesonide and clarithromycin in our toolkits for physicians, and I couldn't allow that as there wasn't evidence for that and would result in harm.
Thank you.
That was Maine Senator Susan Collins speaking with the ousted former CDC director and the CDC chief medical officer who quit in solidarity with her when she was fired. They were appearing before a Senate committee on Wednesday. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.